Hello?
Hi, Debbie?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the post office.
Yes, hi, Roy.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great.
Oh,
what
that's
can I do
good.
For ya?
Well, I just needed to let you know that you're getting a new postman on Monday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's going to be delivering your mail from now on, and he's dyslexic. So we're going to need you to rearrange the numbers on your house or your mailbox.
Okay, so how do you want us to rearrange our numbers on our mailbox?
Well, your address has 5 numbers, so you're going to want to switch the 6 and the 4 with each other, and then switch the 2 and the 0, and that should make it work.
That don't make sense. It's not my address.
Yeah, but that's the only way he's going to be able to read it. He's dyslexic.
I don't understand.
Let's see.
That's not my address, sweetie. I'm not going to change my address unless I get something in the mail.
Your address is going to be 04362.
I'm not. No, I'm sorry. You need to get something to me in writing on that. I'm sorry.
Why would you not support this guy's disability? It's not his fault that he's dyslexic.
Well, I understand he might be dyslexic, but please, I'm not changing my address until I get something in mail.
Well, you're not actually changing your address. You're just changing...
Yes, I am changing my address on my mailbox.
Well, I know, but that's just so for the postman. Maybe you can have the real version on top and the dyslexic version on bottom.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh,
that doesn't sound right.
Oh, thank God.
I'm sorry. You're going to have to talk to my husband.
I'm so glad you caught that. No, it's not right. No, the bad version has to be on top and the good version on bottom.
No, I'm sorry. Dyslexic. I'm not changing my address.
Ma'am, you have to.